News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. As you've heard from our news coverage yesterday, a Washington, D.C. appeals court says that IRS subsidies to help you pay for health insurance under Obamacare are illegal in states like Wisconsin, where there's a federal but not a state exchange. Now, this ruling is going to be appealed. So is a separate ruling from the Fourth Circuit Appeals Court in Richmond, which issued the opposite ruling, saying the subsidies are okay. Where do these cases go next? Here's Fox News Radio's Shannon Bream with more.
In each of the circuits, the losing parties can petition for a hearing before all of the judges that sit on the respective courts. In D.C., that would include three new Obama appointees, rushed onto the court after Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid changed the rules for getting the president's nominees confirmed.
And over the last several months, the Supreme Court has handed this administration numerous defeats in cases where it's decided that the president or a federal agency has used its power to go around the law, and that is exactly what the IRS is accused of doing in this case.
Now, Wisconsin is one of the 36 states that did not set up its own exchanges. Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says if these court rulings are allowed to stand, Wisconsin should reconsider that decision.
I think it would put tremendous pressure on states that did not do their own exchanges to do so, because you have people, a lot of people who are depending upon those subsidies to make health care affordable. And we're talking about throwing people off their health care if they can't afford it.
One of the numbers like in Wisconsin, Craig says about 130,000 Badger State residents have signed up for coverage through the federal exchange. More than half of them qualified for subsidies. U.S. intelligence officials say they now believe pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine shot down the Malaysian airliner by mistake. 300 people were killed when that Boeing 777 was shot out of the sky over eastern Ukraine last Thursday. Russia is denying responsibility. Stevens Point police are asking for the public's help to solve a Monday night convenience store robbery. It was at the BP at 3209 Church Street. Sergeant Tony Babel says there was a lone suspect and there was only one store employee on duty at the time.
Suspect described as a white male, about 6 feet tall, wearing a dark-colored hooded sweatshirt pulled up over his face and dark sunglasses. Didn't appear to have a weapon on him, but maybe indicated some type of threat. So the clerk did the right thing, handed over the money. No one got hurt, and the suspect left on foot.
Anyone with information should call the Crime Stoppers hotline, 888-346-6600. We have that number posted online at WSAU.com. Some more fighting between Wausau's mayor's office and some members of the city council. The issue is how to pay for a new public works director. Former director Brad Marquardt resigned while under investigation. Some council members like Lisa Rasmussen want the mayor to fill the position quickly. There are others like Finance Committee Chair Keene Winters who want the position defunded temporarily. There are some on the council who say this should spark a broader debate over whether we will have a city administrator in Wausau.
We have put a neutral recommendation on a resolution to take to council defunding the public works director position in order to force a discussion. Because otherwise, if it's in the budget, the executive branch can go ahead and do what they want.
There are others who want the mayor to get city council input before making a new hire. The state Republican Party has filed an election complaint against Trek Bicycle, saying they've been using corporate tax dollars to help the Democratic candidate for governor.
The party argues Trek is trying to aid Democrat Mary Burke's bid for governor with a full-page advertisement it ran in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over the weekend that criticizes Governor Walker. The ad was in response to one Walker's campaign released last week, which implies Mary Burke profited by Trek's decision to outsource jobs to China. Burke is the daughter of Trek's founder, a former executive, and her brother currently runs the company. In a complaint filed with the GAB, the party argues the ad violates state laws against corporations making contributions to candidate committees. Trek argues the Walker ad clearly attacked the company, and it's entitled to defend itself under the First Amendment.
Andrew Beckett, WSAU News.
Phillips police chief is resigning and then will retire amid allegations of wrongdoing by the city's mayor. He is David Sontag, and he's been on paid administrative leave since March. As part of his agreement, he will admit no wrongdoing. Sontag was accused of submitting mileage reimbursements for a meeting in Madison that he didn't attend. He was also accused of trying to pull over a driver in his personal vehicle, which isn't authorized for police work. And a complaint says that Sontag never completed a drug test on evidence that he thought was marijuana. Sontag had been the police chief there for 9 years. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast. It will be cooler today under sunny skies. We'll have high temperatures in the mid and upper 70s. This evening, mostly clear with temperatures dropping to 50 to 55. More sunshine, breezy, with highs in the 70s tomorrow. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone or portable device, text weather to 39327, a service of King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.